Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, let's talk about hair loss. August happens to be National Hair Loss Awareness Month, and I'm going to talk about summer hair. Is it shedding? Is this summer hair shedding, or is this hair loss? Is your shower drain suddenly collecting way more hair than usual? And maybe your ponytail feels a little smaller, thinner, your part looks whiter. Every time you brush your hair, you think, wait, is this normal to see so much ending up on the floor? Before you panic, before you stop washing your hair because you hate to shampoo, here's the good news that more shedding does not automatically mean more permanent hair loss. Sometimes during the summer, you actually may count on a little more hair coming out than usual. Humans, like animals, can have a little hair shedding. But in this today's 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to break down the difference between seasonal shedding, hair breakage, true hair loss. How do you check the signs? How do you know when you're getting into trouble? First of all, I just want to remind you that your hair has a cycle. And at any given time, some of the hairs are in the growth phase, some are in the resting phase, some are in the shedding state. Every follicle moves through these phases of active growth, transition, rest, and eventual shedding. Research has even shown that there can be a seasonal pattern to this cycle, with a higher proportion of hairs entering resting or telogen phase during the summer. So yes, mild seasonal shedding can be real. But there's a big difference between normal shedding and progressive hair loss. Now, the first thing I want you to do is look at the hair that's on the floor. Put a towel down, brush your hair, and a white towel. You can kind of count and see how many long full strands are you losing, or are they broken fragments of hair? With a normal shedding, a complete strand releases from the follicle as part of your natural hair cycle. And you can see a little white bulb on the end of those hair shafts. With this normal shedding, we can consider somewhere around 100 hairs per day to be within normal range. But if you're shedding and you notice full length hairs in the shower and the brush on your clothing, you're going to count and notice how many of those bulbs that you see. Breakage is different. Breakage happens along the actual hair shaft, and that may be shorter and even frizzy little splitted hairs. And that's from kind of summer, chlorine, straightening your hair too much, frequent washing, frequent bleaching, buns or ponytails, or styling and chemical treatments. All of those things may make your hair weaker and make it snap. So if you're seeing a lot of these, let me say the whole thing again, all of those things can weaken the hair and make it snap. So if you're seeing lots of short pieces rather than full length strands, you may be dealing with damage and breakage. That's different from follicular hair loss. Now, this is what I want you to pay attention to, that generally shedding should be mild and temporary. If you're progressively becoming thinner, that's different. If you look for the widening part, if you can see a lot of scalp show in the frontal scalp for women, and your ponytail feels noticeably smaller, or you're receding around the temples or hairline, this is where you should start coming in and getting an evaluation, especially if you're losing hair in large clumps, if there's patches of baldness, losing eyebrow or eyelash hair, if your scalp is burning, itching, red, or scaling or painful. These are all things that need to get checked. And also, if your shedding is just continuously thinning and thinning and thinning without resolving, don't assume that this is normal. There can be so many triggers for stress-induced shedding. Any major stress illness, rapid weight loss, our GLP drugs, of course, hormonal changes, menopause changes, nutritional deficiencies, and certain medicines can impact your hair loss. Sometimes it's genetics. So it's important to differentiate and distinguish. First off, how do we stop the problem? First, be more gentle. Limit the excessive heat and chemical processing. Give your hair a break. Do not constantly pull it into the same tight Ariana Grande ponytail. Remember, friction can break the hair. Put in plenty of conditioner. I love a good organic conditioning like olive oil or coconut oil. If you're spending time in the pool and the chlorine, please rinse when you get out of the pool. And then definitely come in for a medical evaluation. Blood panel is the number one thing we should do when we have hair loss. And if your doctor is not suggesting it, you can tell them that I said you need to do it. We are diagnosing so many women with iron deficiencies and low ferritin levels and iron stores that cannot allow hair to grow. You might have a normal hemoglobin and hematocrit, but if your ferritin is 10, you have no iron stores and your body is not going to shunt the proper nutrients to the hair follicles to grow. We need a ferritin of about 70 to 100 to grow hair. And don't let anybody tell you anything different than that. I'm also seeing a lot of patients with vitamin D deficiencies. Hair requires vitamin D to grow. So two major important things, thyroid hormones should be checked. All levels of hormones like testosterone, looking at estrogen, estradiol, follicle stimulating hormone, diagnosing where you are in peri or menopause state is going to be helpful information. TSH is definitely helpful. For our patients, we then, after their labs are done, we will supplement them with the proper nutrients. Once we get nutrients into a range that we feel is normal, then we can expect hair to grow. Then we have tools that improve hair growth. In my Pasadena practice, we use microneedling with platelet-rich plasma. We are also microneedling platelet-derived growth factor. We love Carafactor, which has an excellent growth serum, which has also a home treatment that you can do, an in-office deeper microneedling and a home microneedle roller. That is terrific. And I also incorporate red light, low-level light laser therapy, also known as photobiomodulation. And I'm a huge fan of the Revion red light hat, which has two wavelengths, 620 and 660. These are the wavelengths that power mitochondria of the hair follicle to re-energize and give it energy to create pigment, energy to grow longer, thicker, and stronger. The dual wavelength lights also cause nitric acid production in the scalp, which vasodilates, brings in blood flow. It helps to break down DHT production. So it's a non-drug method of doing all the things that improve hair growth. I also sometimes will use pharma drugs. So we'll use oral minoxidil, like a 2.5 milligram dose. 1.25 milligram dose. These are doses that will stimulate hair growth by improving blood flow to the follicle. I recommend massage. Scalp massage is so beneficial to loosen and improve vascular flow to the scalp. So for some patients, we do dutasteride. And in addition to things like minoxidil, you can do dutasteride, which is a dual agent. Blocks two different forms of the DHT production and enzyme. I am a huge fan of doing treatments that stimulate the follicular environment, and I have a proprietary technique. It's my Hair Hero technique, where we're injecting a hair follicle stimulator two visits a month apart, and then we give it time to nurture and mature, and 4 to 6 months we have really nice improvement in hair density and hair growth. So there is no single treatment that works for every type of hair loss, and this is important because sometimes it feels like we're throwing the kitchen sink at it. And maybe we are, because we know that your crown and glory is so important for emotional self-esteem, confidence, and beauty. And we have to try as many things as we can, because the window of opportunity to rescue hair follicles is limited. By the time you notice that your hair is thinning, you've already lost 30% of the hair and it's not coming back. Women over the age of 40, 40% have hair loss. Over the age of 50, 50%. The statistic is the same for men. So the longer you wait is the worse it gets. It's very important to do something, and diagnosis comes first. Make sure you don't have a nutritional deficiency, an autoimmune condition, or inflammation. But remember these three things. A little shedding during the summer can be normal. Don't stress out. Short broken hairs mean damage more so than follicle loss. And if you're really seeing a lot of scalp show and thinning, you need to come in and get evaluated sooner than later. Do not keep camouflaging this problem with hair extensions and, you know, colorants and sprays and powders. The earlier we understand what's happening to your follicles, the better we can design a treatment plan for you. If you're worried about thinning hair, you got to come see me. I'm in Pasadena. Send me a message on the gram. I'll give you lots of good advice. And as always, beauties, don't forget to take good care of yourself. Your hair is your crown and glory. You have a lifetime to work on it. And it's important to dive right in right now as soon as you notice the earliest set of problems happening. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays on a longer podcast. And every Friday is a 5-Minute Friday. You can find me on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. You can reach out and try our Care Factor microneedling kit for home, as well as in-office microneedling treatments and low-level laser light therapy. We are running a couple of amazing studies where patients get free participation for hair loss. So reach out, do something, and the time is now. I love you guys. Stay beautiful.